hopping through the forest, scoping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there. I'm Willibald, the redneck chef of the Ozarks. And today we're fixing up some Sloppy Joe egg rolls. Won't you come down and join me? This recipe is something I picked up from a Taiwanese lady who had a penis. Boy, they sure do groom some weird-looking ladies in those parts. What with the penis and testicles and whatnot. But if God sent them ladies with penises, who am I to judge? Buttholes feel the same in all languages. Now what you need to do first is brown up your ground cow, like what it tell you to do on the can. Don't be scared of making things from a can, like those new New York types tell you. Here's some of them New York types like to have the sexy time with fellers. They should just sex with ladies that have bait and tackle like a feller, if you ask me. Next part is where you add the red gravy from the can to your brown meat to make them real sloppy-like. You boys know I like my meat red and sloppy down here in the shack. Now that you got your filling, you can add it to your egg roll wrappers. Just make sure not to fill them too much, or that lovely gravy will come pouring out of them like seed from a lady what you got tied up to your tractor out back. We're gonna fancy these up with some egg wash on the rim. I got this here carton of premium Egg Beaters brand carton eggs. If anybody knows quality egg material, it's your local gas station attendant. Now fry up your egg rolls in 350 degree oil of your liking, and in a few minutes, it'll be like using an Oriental. I mean, the Orient. Oh, hell, I'm an Oriental. But can you blame me? They got ladies with men parts out that way. I hope you enjoyed you some cooking with me tonight, boy. Next time, we're cooking up a batch of smoking rocks from a kid's wedding to each other.
Through the forest, scoping up the field mice and bopping them on.